Welcome to Candlelight Christmas Eve here at the table at Central United Methodist Church. My name is Matt Smith, and along with Linda Duhirsu, we serve as the co-pastors for this community of faith, and we are thrilled after being online last Christmas to welcome you all to this space here in person and those that are joining us online as well. Welcome to worship on this Christmas Eve. For those who are joining us online for worship, I do want to note that Chloe is there to serve as our host, and so if you have any questions, we'd be excited for you to reach out to her. You can send her a message. You can sign in if you would like to chat with others. You're also able, if you do sign in, to sit in a virtual pew, and then you could connect with folks. It functions much like Zoom does. For those of us that are here in the sanctuary, we are going to do our best to watch over each other in love by wearing masks when we're not here on the microphone and doing our best to physically distance. I realize that we're filling up, which is a beautiful thing to see. And we'll do our best to care for one another in those ways. If anyone does need them, we have adult and children's masks in the back of the sanctuary. And I think there is one sticker coloring book left back there if anyone needs it. We will be in this together with sharing those as well. We want to note, for those that are gathering online, we would encourage you to take a moment and to find a candle. For those here in person, if you don't have a candle, if you'll raise a hand, Lynn and Stephen will make sure that all of us have a candle for later in worship. You can also always have some permission to move around if you need to do that. And to find a candle, we will close together using those to celebrate the love of God coming into the world. For now, I don't know what was happening in your life that allowed you to get here at 5 p.m., but for some of us, it was a lot. So I want us to just take a breath. And if you're like me, you actually need another breath, okay? I want to invite you to stand as you are able. We're going to move together with a call to worship on this Christmas Eve. So stand as we are here together as you are able, and I'm going to invite us into this call and response. I will be one, and I'll invite us all to join our voices together on all. So let us move together in this call to worship. An unmarried teenage girl was invited to carry Christ into this world. An ordinary carpenter was invited to be a father to a child unlike any other. The shepherds were invited, outcast and isolated, included at the manger. The magi were invited, foreigners and seekers, included at the manger. And if she was invited, and he was invited, and they were invited, then we can trust that we too are invited. This story is for us. This love is for us. Family of faith, this is our invitation. Welcome home. Amen. I invite us to stay standing as you're able as we move together with O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Shuns not the virgin's womb.
Amen. I want to invite us to be seated. After that, it's maybe not the easiest thing to do. Welcome again to Candlelight Christmas Eve here at the table. We are going to move now into a Christmas prayer. And this is a prayer read by our own cultivator for a sustainable future, Chloe McKellier. And this is Reverend Sarah R.A. Speed. So let us be in a spirit of prayer.
God of shepherds and angels, God of starlight and seekers, God of mangers and unwed teenage mothers, it is almost Christmas. It's almost here. We are close to home. It feels like we have been waiting so long for this night. Amidst the hustle and bustle of this busy season, we have been waiting for a quiet, a calm, a stillness. We have been waiting for good news that changes us and for the undeniable sense that you are near. So, in this moment, surrounded by community in the presence of candlelight and hallelujahs, we give thanks. We have so much to be grateful for. So God of starlight and angel choruses, on this Christmas Eve, as you come, dwell among us, we pray that you would bring us closer to home. Scoop us up, draw us in, build the world you have in mind for us. Hover here. Hear our prayers. It is almost Christmas. It's almost here. We can feel it. We are close to home. Amen.
All through this season of Advent, we have been marking our way.
Ah, you're just so beautiful. You really, really are. And everyone is so brave.
And we have been bravely lighting candles as we make our way towards this very special night. And so we're going to do that again tonight. And this time we get to light the Christ candle too. In God's house, there is hope. For God loves us too much to leave us just as we are. In God's house, there is peace. For all that separates us from God falls away. In God's house, there is joy because God created music and coffee and dance floors and laughter that is contagious and endless rounds of peekaboos with babies. And if those things have God's fingerprints, then God's house surely exudes joy. In God's house, there is love because God is love from start to finish. And that love exists for us all. And in the very center of our hope, of our peace, of our joy, of our love, there is God who came to this earth to dwell among us. So tonight, we light the Christ candle, for God's love just could not stay away. Welcome home. Amen. We would love for those who are willing and able to stand as we move into Yule Carol by the Brilliance.
Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. So let us turn now to the singing of Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Joyful all
There were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." Amen.
Their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sound. Sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. God comes to name, God's blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. Amen. And I invite us to be seated.
Well, this is Christmas Eve, finally. I don't know about you, but I am so grateful to see people under the age of 15 in this room, because this whole message is really geared towards them. I'm just going to put it out there right away. And I'm a little bit worried that I won't be able to hear you because we have masks, so I'm gonna try something. We're going to try something to my younger friends. Anyone can participate, okay? But my younger friends especially. I'm wondering if you know how to raise a hand. If you know how to raise a hand, raise your hand. Okay. I see hands raising. Okay. That, I think, is the best way. You could try shouting out answers. I'm just going to ask a few questions. But I'm afraid I won't be able to hear you. But let's see. This is Christmas Eve. I'm going back to that. How are you feeling about it? Are you excited? Raise your hand. Oh, yeah. Are you sleepy? The adults are sleepy. Who in the room is hungry? Do you get to go have Christmas Eve dinner? Yeah, there are so many feelings in this room, right? We are really, really happy to welcome all of you and all of your feelings. And I know there's a lot more than I even named. All of them are okay. Now, whether you are with us in this room or you are raising your hand online at home, we want to say welcome. And I just want to make sure everyone knows what that word welcome means. So I looked it up. It means, and these are kind of adultish words, received gladly into one's presence or companionship. I feel I should stand like that when I speak that way. So really, when I say welcome, that's what I mean. On the very first Christmas, Mary, who was pregnant, and Joseph, they had taken this very long trip. Matt was reading about it to us. Nighttime came, and they needed to find a place to stay where they felt welcomed. And Mary, she was totally ready to have her baby. And try as they might, they couldn't find welcome for quite some time. And it was really a hard thing. They needed a place. And finally, an innkeeper said, "Okay, you may stay here." And so on Christmas Eve, that is the story that we're remembering. And we want to make extra special effort to make space for all of God's people, even the short people, the tall people, really, the old people, the young people, the parents, the grandparents, the aunties, the uncles, the cousins, who else? The Patriots fans, the Chiefs fans, the 49ers fans. Everyone is welcome, and let's not forget all of our feelings, for they are welcome too. So even though Pastor Matt and I do most of the talking here at church on the microphone, there is a way I want to make something else really clear. That we, when we talk about welcome, we're speaking on behalf of God. And when we welcome everyone and all of their feelings, we know that God welcomes everyone and all of their feelings. So all of this made me think about a story that I read, and it isn't what you might expect a Christmas story to be. but we're going to hear it anyway. Because Christmas is really full of surprises, and the biggest surprise of all is that God chose to come into the world in this totally brand new way. And on a night in which that happened, we are pretty sure there were people gathered round to pay attention. We know animals gathered round because the Holy Family ended up in a stable, and they all gathered, and they welcome God into the world. And that is what we're here tonight to do. So I want to tell you a story, and I've asked Brendan to help me, and I'm appreciating him. I'd like you to listen and look at the screen while we hear a story about a surprising discovery, a long trip, and a welcome home. This is The Bear and the Piano by David Litchfield, interpreted by Pastor Linda, that's me, and Brendan Lowe. One day in the forest, a young bear cub found something he had never seen before. What could this strange thing be? Do you see it up there? Shyly, he reached out and he touched it with his stubby paws. That strange thing made a really awful sound. So the bear left. But the next day, he came back. And the day after that. And the day after that, too. And for days and weeks and months and years, until eventually, the sounds that came from the strange thing was beautiful. And the bear had grown big and strong and grisly. And when the bear played, he felt so happy. And the sounds took him away from the forest, and he dreamt of strange and wonderful lands. And it wasn't long before the other bears in the forest, they were drawn into the clearing. Overnight, a crowd gathered to listen to the magical melodies coming from the bear and the strange thing. Then, one night, a girl and her father came across that clearing. And they told the bear that the strange thing, it was a piano. And the sounds it made, that was music. "Come to the city with us," they said. "There is lots of music there, and you can play grand pianos in front of hundreds of people. And hear sounds so beautiful, they will make your fur stand on end." Well, the bear knew that if he left the forest, the other bears would be very sad. But he longed to explore the world beyond the woods, to hear more wonderful music, and to play bigger and better than before. And before long, well, that bear's name was up in big bright lights in the big bright city. He had fame, he had awards, and all the music in the world. But he missed the forest. He missed his old friends. He missed his home. So the bear decided to go back. And he speedily crossed the river and excitedly pounded into the forest, and he couldn't wait to tell his friends about his time in the city. But when the bear reached the familiar clearing, it was empty. No piano. No bears. No anything, really. And the bear started to worry that his friends had forgotten him, or that they were angry with him that he had left them behind. He had lots of feelings. Then a friend stepped into the clearing. "Hello," cried the bear. "I'm back. I'm back. I've missed you so much." But without saying a word, the gray bear ran back into the trees. "Wait," called the bear. "I'm sorry I left. Please stop." But his friend just kept running. And the bear stumbled after him, moving deeper and deeper into the forest until he saw something that made his fur stand on end. Not been forgotten at all. His friends weren't angry. Their feelings were proud. And the bear realized that no matter where he went or what he did, they would always be there, watching from afar. They had even kept the piano safe in the shade, ready for his return. So after the bear had told his friends all about his life in the city and the many concerts he had played, he sat down to play once more. This grateful that the bear
Jesus wasn't born under the bright lights of a sold-out place, but was born in the middle of what everybody thought was nowhere, with the animals. Born in so many ways into simplicity in the manger in Bethlehem. And despite what little it would seem he had, Jesus would go on to spend all of his days giving to others. And so generosity is in the DNA of people who long to try to follow in the ways of Jesus. We give what we can, not because we should or because we quote a verse from Scripture, but because we belong to one another. and because God is always, always welcoming us home. And so on this night of Christmas Eve, we want to invite you to join others in giving generously. And we want to do that to support two important ministries. One of those ministries many of us might be really familiar with, and that is Habitat for Humanity. Habitat, this is the third time that Habitat has worked together in bringing people across religious differences from different religious communities here in Sacramento together to build homes. And so we've participated with this in the past, and this year we will join with other communities of faith and build for unity. It'll begin at the very end of January and then move together over a week, and somehow in 1 week we will build together 3 homes. Your gifts tonight will help those homes to be constructed. And similarly, the other half of our Christmas offering will go to support something that might be less familiar to some of us, and that is the Jesuit Volunteer Corps. There's a Jesuit volunteer house here in Sacramento in downtown, not far from Loaves and Fishes, where 7 or 8 young people come together to live. They work full-time in ministry and service to others. They live simply together and share in life, committed to exploring social justice and spirituality. We want to help next year, for the very first time in a long time, to ensure that the multi-faith chaplaincy out at New Folsom Prison will have an intern that will come alongside them. And so we'll support this Jesuit volunteer next year in helping us learn together here at the table about what it means to be in ministry with those who are incarcerated, our neighbors who feel so often so, so far from home. And so we want to encourage you to join with our community of faith in supporting those ministries. And instead of passing plates, we're going to do it differently. And we're going to use our phones. And so we're going to invite you. Actually, what we're going to do is we're going to hear some stunning music. Omari and our musicians are going to share together What a Wonderful Child. And as they do, it'll give us some time as folks in this space. If you feel led to join with others, you can do this now on your phone. You can go onto the website there and you can make a gift just under the Christmas offering there to do that. Or you can also, if you're a person, we didn't really think anybody would have a checkbook anymore. But if you're a person that really does still have a checkbook, you're so welcome to use that, and there are offering plates that are in the back of the sanctuary, and you're welcome to make those gifts there as you move out tonight. But for now, I just want to invite us to stand as you are able and to take in the beauty and the depth of this song, What a Wonderful Child, as we discern how God might be calling us to welcome others through this Christmas offering. So this is What a Wonderful Child.
Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so lowly, meek and mild. New life, new hope to all he brings. Listen to the angels sing. Glory, glory, glory. About Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child, Jesus, Jesus, so lowly, meek and mild, new life, new hope, to all he brings, listen to the angels sing, glory, glory, glory. By the angels, born in a lowly manger, the Virgin Mary was his mother, and Joseph was his earthly father. 3 wise ones came from afar, they were guided by a shining star to see King Jesus where he lay in a manger. I'm talking about Jesus, woo, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child, Jesus, Jesus, so Lord. sand to the angels sing. Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Ah, glory, glory, glory to the newborn.
Amen. And I invite us to be in a spirit of prayer as we pray together over the offerings that will be shared this night to support ministries of that bring hope to the world, hope that the world so desperately needs. So, gracious God, your story is one that forever invites all to be them full, their full selves. Your story invites us all to take up the space that we need, to go where we feel called, and to allow this community, the whole world, to feel like home. So may these gifts that we offer this night keep building your home right here among us. And so with gratitude that reaches to the stars and the sky, we pray this night. Amen.
Amen.
We are really excited, and we want to say a word about this for just a moment. Our worship series in January. I think that's worthy of clapping as well. I do. The artist is actually in the room, and his name is Corey, but Corey created the artwork for this, and we are going to move together around gospel lessons with Ted Lasso. We're going to learn in January to be a goldfish, to be curious, to believe, and to be together. We're actually going to worship before January 9th. We're going to worship this Sunday and then the following Sunday as well.
What are you most excited about?
We were so excited about this worship series that we wanted to lift this up.
Do y'all know how hard it is to find clips that don't have curse words in it for that show?
It is very...
We have done it.
Yes, we have been working hard.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are really grateful to be here with all of you all tonight. We hope that you have your candles, right? We're going to be careful with one another. We're going to take some time and just, you can stay where you are. Matt and I are going to light candles, the Christ candle, and bring it to you at the end of the pew, and then we invite you to light your neighbor's candle. And while we're doing that, little by little, I'm just saying, so you're ready and your feelings are ready, it's going to get dark in here. But as the big lights go out, our lights spread, right? And our music team is going to help us sing one of the most holy songs, which is Silent Night. So I invite us to take in a deep breath as we light each other's Christ candle this evening.
Holy.
May the light of God's love, which longs for all of creation to know home, guide you home this night. Go in the peace and the love of the Christ child that is born this day. Amen.